Hello and welcome. I'm Guy Sher, leading VIA's business activity in Israel. Welcome to The Dispatch, a podcast series where we interview people building the transportation of tomorrow. I'm really excited to be joined today by Itai Rogatka, who is the general manager of Bubble in Tel Aviv. Bubble has been doing some really exceptional transit initiatives in the last 6 months, so I wanted to sit down with Itai and learn more. Thanks for joining me, Itai.
Good to see you.
Maybe we'll start by you telling me, please, about what the transit network is like in Tel Aviv.
So Tel Aviv, mainly the Tel Aviv citizens, mainly use buses only, or taxis or scooters, because we do not have yet light rail. They're working on it, which is quite challenging at the moment. Most of the buses, by the way, are operated by Dan, which Bubble Dan belongs to.
And what is the service like? How many shuttles, times of day? Can you tell us a little details about it?
Yeah. So we are operating weekdays only from 6 in the morning to 10 in the evening in Tel Aviv area. Here in this area of Tel Aviv, we have like 500,000 citizens. And we are running 110 vehicles, 200 employees. Most of them are the drivers, but we have the operation staff members as well.
Most of our listeners from the industry are hearing 100 vans. That's really crazy. How you grew from a small fleet to that size in such small time?
Yeah, well, it's crazy. You know, when we launched the service in April, we start running it, so we had only 40 vehicles, and I think we had like 3 main challenges. First, getting the cars from the manufacturer, from Mercedes, and adjust it to the local needs. The second thing was, you know, like arranging all this organization, set up all the rules, the management team, build it. And then I think the final and the main thing was recruiting our drivers. And that was quite challenging because here in Israel, we do not have a lot of drivers, especially public transportation drivers, and getting to good quality drivers that really want to try this new kind of public transportation and the smart mobility was our real challenge.
Great. And what has the response to the service been like thus far? The feedback of the riders?
So as I mentioned, we launched the service in April, but the official launch after the running period was in November only. So in this like 5 months or even more, we had the early adapters. It was really good for us because we could get their feedback and adjust the service for the Israeli or the Tel Avivian needs. And then after that, we were experiencing an amazing increase. I think we more than doubled the number of the daily riders. The satisfaction was really high of the drivers and the riders as well. And people really told us that they stopped using their cars because of Bubble Dan. You know, driving in this area is really challenging. It's really difficult. We have a lot of traffic jams. As I mentioned before, we had the LRT works here, and some of the riders just stop riding in their cars because of that, and they're fully using Bubble Dan.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. I remember the time that you and I first got the results of the survey. We ran through the rider app, and we were really excited to see how many people really moved from the private vehicle or stated they moved from the private vehicle. That was really exciting.
Yeah, and we were not the only ones who were excited. By the way, I think the National Ministry of Government of Transportation was excited as well.
Yeah, my next question is really about the regulation and the MOT. So thanks for bringing this up. I mean, we all know, and maybe the time to share that this started as a pilot of that was initiated by the Ministry of Finance and Ministry of Transportation. So could you please share some insights on this unique business model? How does it work here in Israel in general, but specifically with Bubble? There are so many ways, different ways and we in VIA see that all over the board, all over the world, to find microtransit. So how did this project unfold in Tel Aviv?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I know that there are many models. I think it's important to say, because we are part of the public transportation network, so first, the main thing that we are being regulated by the National Ministry of Transportation, meaning the operation area, the working hours, even the tariffs are being set or regulated by this office. We get the riders' revenue, of course, but we are being subsidized by this office, by the Ministry of Transportation office, and this is our way to get into the Israeli market at the moment.
And does regulation affect other than the tariffs? And so you have like a regular meetings with them, and they get basically tells you what are the initiatives and etc.
Yeah, first we are working together. You know, we have their inputs. Sometimes they want to have some changes. I think it was really important in the COVID. Maybe we can talk about this a bit, so I explain. But you know, it's kind of a partnership, not only Babeldan and VIA, of course, but with the government as well, because all of us together are trying to implement this new smart mobility nowadays.
Right. So sure. So how did you rapidly adapt services to address the COVID-19?
Yeah. Okay. So this is a great thing. I think all of us, you and us, and I guess other deployments all over the world are dealing with this thing nowadays. You know, obligating the number of passengers, which is the most important thing at the moment, is really easy with your system. You can just push on the right button and decide that you decrease the number of passengers from 10 to 5, which is what we were doing in our service. Our masks, you know, the Babeldan mask, which we let our drivers, and we expect our riders to use it as well when they arrive to the service. We're carefully cleaning our vehicles every day, each morning and evening.
And Israel is being a bit back and forth in terms of the COVID-19 situation. We've been in a total lockdown back in March, April, and it's been open a little bit. And nowadays, we are in end of July, seeing again a little bit of a change of maybe a second wave. But how do you see the ridership? Is it bouncing back at an accelerated rate post-COVID?
So, you know, during the lockdown, the government asked the public transportation operators to stop operating after 8 in the evening. And they allowed Babeldan to keep working up to 11. Because Babeldan was the solution for essential employees. And if I'm looking to the future, I think this is the thing. I think because we are so flexible, we can adjust our supply to the demands. We can obligate the number of passengers. We can really control how the service is working, I think, better than the other solution at the moment. So I think that we are the solution for this kind of situation. By the way, we were expanding to 6 other cities during the lockdown. I think that was amazing.
Yeah, we can even see now from the data that we are providing you on a daily basis that people are adapting the bubble service more easily and in a much faster than any other means of public transportation.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's really cool to see and very excited to see how this service can adapt itself exactly like you mentioned.
And you know, I think we can now see that we have increasing some of our audience or kind of, I don't know, other riders, other profile of riders. If you want, we can talk about this a bit.
Yeah, sure. What do you see? I mean, how might it, looking a bit to the future or dealing with this new normal, how might the on-demand service play a role?
Yeah, so less people are arriving to the offices. We are in the Zoom, as you mentioned before, because of that. And we see that instead of this audience, or not instead, but we still have, of course, the employees that need BubbleDan for their daily life. We, let's say, see increase of the senior citizens market or riders, that they see BubbleDan as their solution because only five people in a vehicle, because you can control where the vehicle is. You know that it's a clean, it's a, even, I wouldn't say luxury, but like premium vehicle. And I think it fits their needs these days.
Yeah, and really looking forward or looking a bit to the vision, to your vision, to the Bubble vision, how do you see this service evolving moving forward?
Ah, wow. First, we want to reach more cities. You know, Tel Aviv is the main city in this area, but we have other cities. And I think people there are really waiting for us to get into these cities. I want to work in more hours, but we wait for the COVID
to extend the service time, right? The service hours.
Yeah, the service hours. I think when it will be happen, we will need more vehicles, more drivers. We have a great future together.
Yeah, that's wonderful stuff, Itai. And again, it's always a pleasure to sit with you. We used to meet a lot face to face. Nowadays, it's mostly through Zoom and Meet. But it's been really interesting to hear all the new and innovative ways Bubble as an operator is tackling some of, I think, very unique and time-sensitive challenges. I want to thank you for joining us today. I encourage everyone who tuned into our chat with Itai to check out even more of our interviews with transit leaders all around the world. So thanks again, Itai, and have a great day.
Thanks, and thank you again for the great partnership.